Welcome to this program.
Hello, Michael DeLohi here with my book, Success in 10 Steps. This information will unlock the secrets to your success in creating extra income from home. And the best news is, you are perfect just the way you are. Your lack of success is not your fault. I have coached and mentored people in any company for the past 10 years for free, and this book is another way for me to give back to this amazing industry. This book will save you years of failure and frustration when you get this information from your head to your heart. There are no links in this book to sell you anything, so you can sit back, relax, and let this information help you create a life that most people only dream of. Because success leaves footprints that can be followed. No good deed goes unpunished, part one. Listen carefully. I'm well aware of your intentions. They were gallant, to provide for your family all the things you never had, to spend more quality time with them, to help others like yourself grow and prosper. And remember what happened next? You were lied to. You were leveraged. The heavy hitters used you for batting practice. You got thrown in the muck, untrained, unprepared. Your checking account was drained. Your credit cards were maxed out. Friends and relatives screened your phone calls. Then you looked in the mirror and called yourself loser. I know. It started because you wanted the same things that I wanted. You want to be your own boss, answer to no one, and earn a good living doing it. You want to go where you want, when you want. You want to spend $200 on dinner without batting an eye. You want precious time now with those you love. You want the money, the freedom, and take off a day or 2 weeks off and maybe fly to some faraway island on a whim. You want to work and socialize with people you like and admire, who share your outlook on life and your goals. You want the self-satisfaction of achieving your goals and the self-fulfillment of helping others reach theirs. You want financial independence. You don't want more rejection. You don't want to have to sell anything to anyone. And you sure the heck don't want another MLM. Good stuff? Holy mackerel, sounds just like me. So here I am. I have no choice but to write this book. Truly, no control. You'll read why in chapter 2. But here's what I do control. This book is free. No company is mentioned or promoted. No opportunity is mentioned or promoted. You'll find 20 tons of ebooks all over the internet full of affiliate links. Trust them at your peril because they profit on every recommendation they make. My purpose is to share what I've learned in nearly 30 years of network marketing and present a 10-step success plan you can use with any network marketing opportunity. The plan is not easy, but it's simple. It's not I'll do all the work for you. It only works if you do. It's not a get-rich-quick, but you can create a lifetime residual income. What's in it for me, you ask? That question is answered in chapter 2 and 5. Don't worry, helping you helps me. It's part of my giving back to this great industry. I wish you the absolute best and hope you use this information. It could change your life. Are you game? Then read on. No good deed goes unpunished, part 2. People ask me, your ebook is great. Why on earth do you give it away free? Your telephone training is great. Why is it free? Your color CD is great. Why is it so cheap? Why do you help me for free when I'm not in your company? And dozens of other variations. In the early 1990s, I joined 100 MLM opportunities. I tracked, categorized, analyzed, evaluated everything they did. Products, compensation plans, marketing, distributors, support, profitability, etc. The ugly results? I'm a fun-loving, easy-going guy, but my teeth clenched and my fingers curled into fits of rage. I was stunned by how many companies and heavy hitters make huge profits, not on product sales, but instead by selling tons of worthless marketing materials to the distributors who trust and believe in them. I get mad just thinking about it. This is why you find widespread skepticism and cynicism among network marketers. I can't blame them. But you should hear the calls I get from people trying to figure out how I'm going to bamboozle them. First, they figure I'm going to try to steal their people. Fact is, they don't have any people. None who trust them anyway. Many Upline's idea of support is to tell you the lies. We'll cover that in Chapter 1. True support is to take you by the hand and lead you through every step of this business so you can actually experience it in real time and get good at it. That is what we do on our phone calls. No company is mentioned on these calls. No product is mentioned. No one is ever recruited. Some people figure our calls must be rigged, so anybody who calls gets billed on their phone bill. Listen, our MLM business brings good income. Thank you. Our tools and phone call support our people, and they work their butts off. And Linda and I love and appreciate them. We owe everything to this business. It tortures me to hear people denigrate network marketing because of the greed of some companies and their superstar reps. I don't do anything in life that isn't fun. Whatever I do, it's because I love it. So I do what I can to balance the scales. I choose to support with every fiber of my body anyone who invests their hopes and dreams and life into this industry. It makes my day to help keep their spark alive. I will train anyone for free. No strings. I am not threatened by anyone or any company in this industry. But I do understand that they are threatened by me. Most still don't take the time to make the commitment to train their own people. A word for the still skeptical? I get your skepticism, really. But enough is enough. Get over it. If you want to live your life just trusting everybody, then your life is pretty much over anyway. Goodbye. Good luck. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. For everyone else, let's get started. Michael DeLohi. Success in 10 Steps, Chapter 1, Bottom Fishing for Heavy Hitters. What does your past and Jimmy Hoffa have in common? Yes, sure, absolutely, the answer is obvious. They're both dead. However, it's a bit of a trick question, too. Why? Well, I personally don't know if Jimmy Hoffa is part of the foundation at the Giant Stadium in New Jersey or if he's buried in a backyard in Detroit. But I'll tell you this, Jimmy Hoffa is dead. I know he's dead. You know he's dead. Jimmy Hoffa knows he's dead. Your past, on the other hand, well, I know it's dead. You know it's dead, right? Or are you, like most people, reliving your business failures every day of your life? If so, you've come to the right place. You sometimes think you must be nuts. Heck, I joined 100 MLM opportunities. Almost 20 years ago, we joined a one-year-old wellness MLM that is still going strong today. Our timing was mostly luck, but it was perfect. We used what we knew at the time and built a very lucrative business and helped others do the same. By 1991, our residual income was large enough that we had no financial needs, so I decided to totally focus on learning everything I could about network marketing and MLM. So I joined every network marketing company I could find, probably 100 or more. I don't know how many $30, $50, or $100 binders I bought in a three-year period, but it was a ton. I'd join, buy their kit, try some of their products, get on their conference calls, look at everything they did, listen to everything they said. I never realized there was so much stuff I didn't want. I spent many late nights categorizing it, studying it, analyzing it all, figuring out why one worked and another didn't, or why some would work a while and then stop. I was amazed at how many companies talked a great product talk, but their profit center was not their products. The lamb shall lie down with the lions. Cover your eyes to avoid the blood spatters. Their focus was selling distributor kits and brochures, books, audio tapes, and videotapes to their distributors. Many distributors would buy hundreds or even thousands of tapes at a time to use in mailings. Even in quantity, some of these companies still charged reps $2 or $3 for each cassette tape that cost 20 cents to duplicate. They were making a killing on the backs of the reps. And all these companies, it always came back to the same fundamental principles. Bad blood in big companies. They failed for the same reason. Most of the companies or large organizations I've seen crash and burn, it happened because of greed and ego. Greed and ego. Other companies did it right. They had good sponsoring systems in place. They sold their promotion materials at reasonable prices. Success leaves footprints in the sand that you can follow. If you can't follow the footprints, you must be on the wrong beach. Oh, the questions I hear. I've talked with thousands of people in network marketing business. They ask themselves certain questions. Maybe some are familiar to you. Why am I not smart enough to do this business? Why am I successful in corporate America and fail in network marketing? Why does the phone weigh so much? Why do the nose hurt so bad? Am I too tall? Am I too short? I work so hard and still can't do it. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with the company? What's wrong with the product? The heavy hitters tell me, if it's to be, it's up to me. Other people do this, why can't I? Why did these companies fail me? Why did the federal government shut my company down? I maxed out my credit card on advertising. Why did it not work? I went to the meetings. I did three-way phone calls. Why doesn't everyone see this? Why don't they have the literature in Spanish? Where's the teamwork? Why isn't this fun? Where are the facts and figures? Where's the money? Network marketing devilry. It's not your fault. Let that sink in. How does that make you feel? I don't care what any heavy hitter has ever told you. Fact is, they've lied to you. Doesn't this make you angry? I can prove the cards are stacked against you. That's why it's not your fault. Why you should never wrestle a pig. Why? Because you both get dirty and the pig likes it. That's the best advice you'll get about hitching your wagon to an MLM heavy hitter. If this makes good business common sense to you, stick around. If not, click an X in the upper right-hand corner. Nobody will know except you. Breaststroking across the English Channel. Can you swim? You can? Great. Can you swim across a small pond? Maybe. Okay. How about the same small frozen pond in Maine in January? Oh, really? Why not? Okay, how about the English Channel in July? It's not frozen. What do you mean, no? I thought you said you could swim. Other people have done it. What do you mean, it's too hard, too far, you haven't been trained? Those are just excuses. Okay, okay. We'll get you a coach, a mentor. He's a great guy, great swimmer too. I saw him do 6 laps in a pool one day. He'll work with you all week, then we'll dump you out in the English Channel. What do you mean, no? Kind of like getting marriage counseling from someone who's never been married, isn't it? I've been married for 35 years. If I wanted advice, I'd talk to someone who's been married for 50 years, not two, not read a book on it. Okay, let's get to the first lie. And if you've heard me say some of this before, that's okay. The more you hear it, the easier it will be for you to start new with a clean slate. The monk in the white lab coat. The heavy hitters tell you network marketing is a sales business. It's not. Truth. Network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business. If you study vitamins, long distance switches, or the age of the monk in the white lab coat that scraped the mold off the rock on the full moon twice a year, or any product or service, you're wasting your time. Your product is people, so study people. Find out how you can help them reach their dreams, not yours. People join people. They don't join companies. People don't care that the president of your company is a family man and he has 3 or 4 families to prove it. Build people, and people will build the business. When you build people, your retention rate goes through the roof. Voodoo MLM economics. Companies say, we keep 93% of our people. They lie. Truth. There was a phone company a few years back that had to publicize the retention rate because they were publicly traded. Take a guess. Out of every 100 people that signed up, how many were still in the business in a year? 50? Ha. 25%? Ha. As they say in the Hertz commercial, not exactly. 10%? You're getting warm. The public records show 6 to 7% retention. That's not 67. That's 6 to 7% retention. So you build your business for a year. You buy advertising. You do three-way phone calls. You do your meetings. You talk to all your friends and relatives, and you wind up recruiting 100 people. Yippee! You're almost rich. Well, not exactly. Why? Because what you are left with is 6 to 7 people out of 100 still building the business. Oops. Wait. That's not all you've got. You've also got smashed dreams, maxed out credit cards, and probably a large bunch of people who hide when they see you coming. Whatever you do in network marketing must be duplicatable for the masses. 6 to 7% retention is not smart business. That brings up the next big lie. Network marketing angels. Whoops, doggone it, it's still more devils. The heavy hitter tells you it's just a numbers game. Truth? People are people, not numbers. They have goals, dreams, and desires. They are mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, grandmothers, and grandfathers to someone that loves them. They're not a number, but real people. If you treat them like a number, I promise you, you have no future in network marketing. This lie teaches people to be a recruiter, not a sponsor. Recruit, recruit, recruit. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Lies, lies, lies. A recruiter never knows their personally sponsored people's why, or their dreams, goals, or spouses, or children's names. It's only about numbers. To succeed long term, you need to become a mentor with the servant's heart. When you do, people will ask you to please sponsor them into your business. Ever wonder why you get so many no's? Let's take a look at the stupidest lie they all tell you. The heavy hitters tell you no is a good thing. Get 100 no's, they say. You're getting closer to a yes. This baby is really one of my favorites. Isn't it the stupidest thing you've ever heard? What nitwit came up with this idea? The word no has taken more people out of this industry than any other word in the English language. Picture this. All day long, you've been flirting with your spouse. At night, you take a bath, candles around the tub, soft music, perfect for romance, some hugging, some kissing, and your spouse says no. Great. Just 99 more no's, and you'll get lucky. And some nitwit says no is a good thing? Onward. Marketing insanity. The heavy hitters have more wonderful advice for you. Talk to everybody about your business opportunity. Oh man, don't get me started. There's an old saying you hear from time to time. The reason you have two ears and one mouth is you should listen twice as much as you talk. Take a look the next time you see a heavy hitter. I swear, if you look closely, you'll see the guy has zero ears and three mouths. Okay, for the sake of argument, let's see where their advice leads us. Let's say you owned a shoe store. You get 300 visitors. If you have the right style, color, and price, you could sell some shoes. Absolutely. But you'd never try fitting a corporate secretary working at the Trump Towers with men's construction work boots. Not appropriate. And not everyone wants your business opportunity. This advice works great for 10% of the population who are salespeople. More on that in Chapter 5. But if you're part of the 90% who hate pushy-aggressive people, this lie will make you feel totally inadequate to ever build a network marketing business. The key is target marketing. Just talk to people who want your products and services. Lead with benefits so real prospects see the real value you offer and ask you for more information. Even your mirror lies. The heavy hitter gives you self-talk to use when you look in the mirror. If it's to be, it's up to me. No skyscraper or successful network marketing organization has ever been built by one person. It takes teamwork, people from every walk of life, experience level, coming together, working together. It takes hundreds, often thousands of people working for one common goal to build the skyscraper or the network marketing organization. Consider, no steel mill worker, no steel, no building. No glass maker, no windows, no building. No makers of carpet, tile, marble, lumber, air conditioning, drywall, concrete, paint, shingles, plumbing fixtures, electrical wiring, tar paper, drywall compound, elevators, mortar, bricks, paintbrush, doors, crown moldings, wallpaper, nails, screws, lights, cabinets, etc. equals no skyscraper. You absolutely need a great product. You won't sustain success without one. But like the skyscraper, the most critical is a lot of people working together. I have observed and analyzed a ton of network marketing businesses over the last 26 years. And you know what? Every single one of them that was not a people and relationship driven, no matter how good its product or service, no matter how well managed, has either gone broke or struggled to keep its head above water. And every relationship-driven business, no matter how inferior its products or services, and no matter how poorly managed, was successful almost without fail. Now, companies with low-quality products or services will ultimately fail. But MLM companies or groups with wonderful products and services, but who stress numbers game, recruit, 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 will never scratch the surface of this potential. Obviously, the biggest success are people and relationship-driven companies with good products or services and good management. Bottom line, get a good product or service to sell, then focus on helping other people reach their dreams. That is your top priority. Opportunity comes on little cat's feet. Scams use a sledgehammer. When you get some website that boasts of the millions they've earned, or some email that yells at you, act now, or some guy on the phone who corners you with a closing question that only a total loser could ever answer no to, ask yourself, is this duplicatable? Could I ever do this? Could I train all my people to do this? It's obvious, isn't it? If you only ever respond or approach that you would be comfortable using yourself and that you could train others to use, then you will automatically avoid most scams. What the heck is pentacle leadership? You need solid pentacle leadership for success. Find a mentor. You must have a mentor to be a mentor. You want upline support available when you need it. Pentacle leadership is Michael training Dave. Dave mentoring Laura, Laura mentoring Scott, Scott mentoring Cheryl, Cheryl mentoring Roysanne, and Roysanne mentoring Judith, and the people that Judith will mentor is endless. This type of leadership creates your mastermind group. Want to make $1 million? Mastermind with millionaires. If you want to make $30,000 a year, then mastermind with people who make $30,000 a year. Consider this very carefully. For most people, their yearly income is the average of the five closest friends. Do your five closest friends have what you want? If not, why would you ever listen to their opinions on business? Say you want to invest in real estate. Would you ask the person who rents a home? Or ask the person with 27 homes, 16 townhomes, 2 farms in Oklahoma, 1 in Texas, and 27 commercial properties? To build a business, why on earth would you listen to people who've never done it? You've got to evaluate who you take advice from. Want success? Then you'd better get your action plan from successful people. One last lie. Last, but certainly not least, Hannibal Lecter missed his calling. Instead of filleting his friends and enjoying them with a fine Chardonnay, as he did in Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal might have achieved the same satisfaction as a heavy hitter. He'd have said, hey, I made $4 million last year. I'll help you get rich. Come on up to my place, and I'll show you how I did it. Do you know there is a coaching company or university that charges you thousands of dollars for coaching? And the owner of that company has never built a downline in any network marketing company. They tell you your personal coach is full-time in network marketing. You'd better ask to see their 1099s. The president of that company openly admits he cannot stand network marketing companies. The last lie should make you madder than all the others. In fact, you should ask me, "Hey, Michael, where's your coaching certificate?" Well, 26 years in the real world of network marketing is my certificate. I have battle scars all over my mind and body to prove it. People also ask, "Why don't you charge for your coaching?" Well, we'll talk about that in the next chapter. It's personal, but I'll reveal my exact reasons. Remember greed and ego? Focus on the money and you'll always be chasing the money. Our goal is to help teach, train, and mentor people on how to become a mentor with a servant's heart. And it seems to work out okay financially too. Her ranch was the size of Rhode Island. A few years ago, I got a phone call from a lady in Texas. Sometime earlier, she had started a major corporation whose name you would know. It probably had a branch in your town. It's since been bought out by an even bigger fish. Anyway, this lady was very gracious. She was going to start an MLM company, and she wanted feedback from MLM leaders on what she was doing. She flew Linda and me to what must have been the biggest ranch in all of Texas. We were there for 3 days, along with several MLM heavy hitters. She showed us her products, and she showed us her compensation plan, and she asked for our thoughts. The big boys and girls were flabbergasted by her wonderful products and astonished by her compensation plan. They told her she had a huge winner. Every single one of them wanted her to build the company under them. When my turn came, I told her the truth. She was dead in the water. She had a bunch of Me Too products, and her compensation plan was from the dark ages of MLM, piling up money for the leaders and sacrificing all the part-timers who would hope to fulfill their lifelong dream of having their own business. With this comp plan, the part-timers were destined to fail. They'd never understand why. They would blame themselves, and many would never take the risk again. Dora, not her real name, pulled me aside before we left and thanked me. Somehow, despite all the smoke coming from the heavy hitters, she knew the truth when she heard it. She stuck to the business she knew. But if the heavy hitters would try pulling that bullcrap with one of the richest women in the country, imagine what they'd figure they could do to put over on you.